What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod, episode 49. Man, it's crazy. We're almost at 50. That's kind of crazy to think about. What's up, guys? My name is Dugues. Griff is with me. What's up, Griff?
What's going on?
We are shorthanded this week. It is just me and Griff, no Keith. There was an unexpected family accident, I guess. So, Keith's out of town dealing with that. So, we want to start off by saying shout out to the Schaefer family all around. And the ABC Pod sends our condolences for sure.
Yeah, hope everything's okay.
Yeah, we do. We hope it's kind of one of those things where Keith was just like, hey, I got to run. So, we're running a little shorthanded this week. We'll have fun. Me and Griff, just us two, man.
Make it happen. Yeah, make it happen.
We'll be all right. What, Griff, it's been a week, man. What's going on with you as we are sitting in the new, not finished, but the new, at least, area.
The new digs, man. It's very nice. Very nice, by the way.
Thank you.
Not too much, you know, another week down. Done with another class down. So
whole class.
Oh, yeah. Two down in the summer, so.
Are these 3 credits?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so what was this?
This was interpersonal communication.
They're
basically classes I screwed up my first go around in college that I'm trying to raise the GPA.
What exactly does interpersonal, what does that cover?
Basically, if you're not talking to yourself, it's interpersonal communication.
Okay.
So any communication with one or more other human beings.
So that's just a super general term?
It's super general.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's cool, man. Congrats on that.
Aced it.
So. Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
What else is up with you?
Not too much. You know, Game of Thrones season, Dugan. It's the best time of the year.
Yeah, I was just telling you, I had to catch up earlier today. I had to catch up with 1 and 2 because being out of the country for 1 and moving for 2, I missed them. But yeah, I'm right there with you.
Reek, reek, reek. It rhymes with freak.
I just wish that somebody, I might have been, man, I forget who said it to me, but somebody said this weekend, something along the lines of we were talking about Game of Thrones and it came up like, basically it was, well, yeah, but I mean, you know, who doesn't watch Game of Thrones? And I said, Keith doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
He also doesn't have a Facebook. He's a weird guy.
Well, I caught myself and said, yeah, you're right. Everybody watches Game of Thrones, right? I guess not everyone.
Pretty much. It's funny. It's become like a national pastime though, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. The whole country's obsessed with it.
Well, that's
the whole world.
Well, yeah. Actually is and that's with what it. I had. That was my biggest thing about not seeing them is because I was like, damn it. Now I'm going to have to be like super selective in my media consumption.
Can't go on social media, basically.
You basically just can't jump on Twitter.
Do not get on Twitter, especially on a Sunday night because like it's all Twitter is. Yeah. I guarantee you tonight that's all it'll be.
So my girlfriend has this thing that she does no matter what she's watching with a movie or TV show. Basically, if we're not in the movie theater, as it's going on, she like does this thing where she'll start Googling it and reading about the story, the plot line, where it originates from, you know, if it's real, about this and that. But I always get on her about it because sometimes, like it happened today, you think that you're reading an article, or whatever, and then boom, sport.
Yeah.
You something's right there. It's like, oh, well, that's going to happen. Yeah. What did you think was, you know? So that's the thing. You cannot get on the media. Really any kind of media.
I'm pretty bad about it. Like, I don't know if you heard or this or not, but a few months back, supposedly, like, the scripts for, like, I think the first 5 or maybe all the episodes of the season.
For Game of Thrones?
Supposedly leaked. Yeah.
Really?
And, like,
I
read all of them. I read all of them.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, because you probably wanted to compare it to the books, right? Because you read the books.
But the show is ahead of the books now.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I don't really know anything that... There's certain storylines that just never came to fruition.
Really?
But, But other than that, I don't know anything that, you know.
And how many books were there?
There's been 5 so far.
Okay.
So we're the world's waiting on 6 and has been waiting on 6 for like 5 years.
How are you going to write, how do you write the 6th book if the TV show is way ahead?
Supposedly he told the Daves, the 2 guys, the showrunners of Game of Thrones, that I think he told them how it ends. And so he works with them loosely. Making sure the story is coherent, but they're not the exact same story. You know, that's something you gotta keep in mind.
Seems like it might be difficult to you know, interweave that. But I guess if you're
working. Basically, they need it to end the same way, you know. But there's a bunch of things. There's characters that, like, the show combines a lot of characters into, you know, there'll be like four people and they'll make those four people one person.
Yeah. So they're going to get to that end point. This just might be a different route to get there. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Okay. Well, yeah, man. Well, we're actually recording this on a Sunday. So we'll be ready for that tonight, I guess, will be the third episode.
As soon as I'm out of here.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Man, I got it. Can I bitch for a little bit, Griff?
Bitch.
Dude, yeah. I was telling Keith about this earlier in the week, because shout out to Keith, man. He's been helping me move all week because he's the truck guy, and I feel bad, but I kind of...
The friend with the truck, man.
All week I've been the guy, you know, the guy that's like, hey, need a couch, and need to go... But here's my problem, is because the reason I had to call him so many times is because I hate Craigslist people.
Yeah.
Okay, hate's a strong word, but... Oh my God, man. This week, you know, I've been going crazy. It's been, you know, we've been in the house, we're moving, we had the big housewarming / birthday party, and we just got back. You know, so there's a lot of things going on. Yeah. But what made all of that 20 million times more stressful is dealing with these Craigslist people.
Trying to get your stuff, right?
And it's not even, man, okay. I don't know how, do you Craigslist a lot? I don't know.
Not a lot, but I've used it for sure.
Well, this is really my first time going the furniture route on there, okay, because we had a few things that wouldn't fit. We have a weird setup to get into that basement. So, like, okay, we had a big couch that couldn't. So, I'm looking for love seats. I'm looking for the table that was supposed to be. I guess I should say, we're supposed to be in the studio right now. We're supposed to have this really nice wooden oak table with these really nice chairs and everything. And I had set this up since Monday for
rich mahogany.
Yes. Yeah. To be delivered yesterday morning. But, yep, the guy just never came.
That's a bummer.
That's the first Craigslist thing, was because we tried setting this thing. This guy made this post. His post says, here's the furniture. I'll deliver anywhere within 20 miles from my house for an extra $25. And I said... I felt bad that I was using Keith's truck so much, so I said, deal.
Yeah,
I
got that's you. That's not too bad.
No. I went out to the guy, and it's not even like we were doing the communication, like email thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I went out to the guy's house, looked at it, and said, okay, I don't have a truck.
Yeah.
Let's set this up. Okay. Well, he's like, well, I'll text you next day. So next day, then it's like, oh, hey, I can't deliver it any weekday past 5 p.m. I'm like... Well, that's going to make things
tough. That's an issue, because that's when I get home from work.
Yeah, that's like normal people time when they're free. And so I'm like, okay, well, can we do Saturday morning? Because it's cutting it close, because I would like it before this party that I'm having at like 3 o'clock.
Right. You want to show off the nice table.
Well, yeah, you know, and the extra chairs, it's seating and stuff.
Right, right. These things matter.
And so then he texts me and says, can you, you know, it's like on Wednesday or something, can you come pick it up? No, we've already talked about
this. Don't have a truck, guy.
Then like Thursday, he's like, all right, I'll get back to you. Then like the next day, he says something like, I let him go a day. And then on Friday, I text him and say, hey, we're still good for tomorrow, right? Just because I was like, I feel like this guy's going to flake.
Right.
I forgot that my wife has a work party. How about Sunday? I'm like, dude, no.
Fuck your wife's work party.
I was like, why? So I was like, no, we talked about Saturday. And then I was like, so I said, why wouldn't you just drop it off? How about you drop it off on the way?
Yeah,
to the party.
For real.
He says, okay, all right. So we literally set up a time.
Didn't think of that.
I said, 9 to 10. That's the hour window. Can you make it happen? And he said, yeah, I'll make it happen.
Ain't no work party going on at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, right? You're good. Yeah. Guess what? It didn't happen.
No. I don't see a big, nice wooden table.
No, you don't. Yeah. There was no text, no cancellation, no nothing. It just didn't happen. And... okay, that's whatever. That's Craigslist. That's just stupid.
Have you been in contact with him since?
No, I don't even know. I really want the table, but I kind of also just want to like say a fuck you to the guy and not buy his stuff. But I really want the table.
You got to weigh it. You got to weigh what do you want more?
Yeah. So I don't know about that. The other thing was that here's my main problem too, is that for some reason, I probably contacted at least 10 to 12 people about couches and stuff.
Furniture. Okay.
And the people that put their phone number on there to say that they want to text them, it's okay. I mean, the conversation's always going to be a little bit weird because you're not texting. It's not like you're texting your buddy. It's a stranger. But as far as like the people that just leave it up to when you do the email thing.
Yeah.
They don't use.
They're not. You're telling me these people aren't checking their email very often.
No. I'm saying like when they actually email, if they email me back.
Yeah.
It's like the most broken grammatically, like broken, just not full sentences. Like I'm just
sketchy.
I don't expect them to be like writing complete proper.
Yeah, but I don't know if I trust if this is a real person in the city of St. Louis.
Well,
this might be a Nigerian prince. Yeah.
I'm not even like that. I'm just saying like, are these people dumb as hell? I don't know. Because like my whole thing is,
yes,
I'm very upfront, Griffin. I'm a very upfront person.
Right, right.
So when I message you, okay, so you're selling something on Craigslist. Yes. I'm messaging you and saying, hey, I'm pretty sure, like most of my messages are saying, well, number one, can I come look at this today? I want this today. Number two, if it doesn't break when I sit on it, I'll buy it. I literally say that in the fucking email. And then I'm like, number three, can I get the measurements on top of like, just so I know what I'm going to come look at.
Right.
So basically all it is want the measurements. I'm going to let me come get it and I'll take it off your hands. People would email me back and say, some people were like, yeah, they just give me the measurements. Like I'd say all that and they'd just be like, measurements. And then I had to go back and be like,
this was a three-part question.
Yeah, like, so am I going to, like, do you want to sell this? Or, like, I'm telling you.
Will it break when I sit on it?
Right. I had one lady that had a three-piece, a couch, a love seat, and, like, a chair. And I emailed her and said, how about selling the love seat and the chair? And she said, oh, it's a good idea. I'll give the couch to my son. Cool. All right, we're getting somewhere. Then.
It's crazy that these people don't think of these things until you bring it up to them.
So then I'm like, okay, cool. And I sent that message. Hey, let me come get it today. She put the price. She changed the price, and she said, "This is what I want it to be." I said, I messaged her back. I said, "I'll make you a deal. I'll pay that right now. Boom, if you let me come get it tonight."
What'd she say?
Let me get back to you. So guess what? She didn't get back to me till the next day, and then I said, "What's up?" Like
yeah.
I just don't understand. You're selling something. I'm trying to buy it.
What's the problem?
What's going on?
Maybe she was busy. Maybe she had things going on.
So then I email her and say, you know, hey, remember those couches that, you know, like what's going on? She says, oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot to get back to you. So I obviously, how about tonight? No, it's my son's birthday. Listen, dude, lady.
It was a busy weekend for people on Craigslist.
I'm telling you. I'm like, what? I don't know if it was a guy or girl, actually, but whoever it is. Once again, I'm trying to buy this.
Yeah. I'm trying to give you cash money.
So in the meantime, I'm emailing all these other people and I'm talking to people, whatever. And everything's the same. It's like, I would ask, like, I'd send you the email, Griff, and I'd say those questions. And then they'd come back and say, yeah, my dog's name is Bob or something. You know what I mean? Like, it just wouldn't even be anything.
It did not ask.
Right. I'm like, no, I, what?
Fuck
no.
You and fuck Bob. Yeah. Can I get this couch or not?
It's like, and here's the main point. Just let me buy your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to sell it. Let me buy, you know, if you're going to put it up there.
This is a very basic here, people.
So the last day I just got pissed and I was like, you know what? I just emailed that person again and said, okay, like $200 tonight. Boom. Let's make this happen.
Shit or get off the pot.
She just didn't even, that's all it was two sentences, three sentences. And
I don't know.
Nothing. Just knowing about it.
Maybe they think that you're a killer. Maybe they think you're the Craigslist killer.
That's why I was talking to people and I just can't imagine. Not the Craigslist killer, but I can't imagine that people wouldn't be like, if you're selling something and you got a super upfront email about that, wouldn't you be like, okay,
let's do it. Yeah.
You might, okay, maybe it might sketch you out a little bit. Maybe you wouldn't want to be home by yourself. Just,
yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? But still though, I'm literally saying if it holds me, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's like the most easy sell that you can get.
Unless.
Do you think it scares them off? Do you think it creeps them out? Like you were saying, do you think they're like, this is too upfront.
No.
This guy is joking or something.
I think maybe the couch is a piece of shit. They're like, oh, he's going to sit on it? Oh, man. We didn't expect him to sit on the couch. That's going to be a problem. That was probably a deal breaker.
They're just like, you know what?
This isn't really a sitting couch. So I don't know.
You just look at this one.
It's a piece of art.
That's my whole thing, though, is I was telling when me and Keith were going to and from these places, I was just saying, hey, if you think that I'm a sketchball or you think that maybe the couch isn't sittable or something, just send me the email and say, hey, man, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, let me know that it's canceled and then I'll move on. It's fine. But the only reason that I'm bugging you and annoying you is because you won't tell me one way or another. Like the couch person, it's your son's birthday. Just tell me, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to sell this for like another 2 weeks. So, you know, like, why wouldn't you just, I was telling Keith.
Just out with it. Say it.
If me and you were selling something to each other, Griff, I know we know each other, but I'm saying like maybe if we didn't know each other, just being face to face, the conversation that we would have verbally is just so far vastly different than what these email conversations that I've been having. And I just don't understand. I feel like I'm right now my emails like I would be talking.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
They would send me back
pretty casual.
They'd send me back like 4 words. Be like, no, yes, tomorrow, maybe. You know, it'd be like,
Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm like, God, what is going on?
St. Louis public schools are bad.
And I just want to know if anybody out there, do you guys, I know, I guess Craigslist probably, people probably don't even use, do they use Craigslist anymore? I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there, but.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you tried using like the, like a Letgo app or one of those things.
I use the other thing. I actually, one of the couches downstairs is I got through OfferUp.
Okay. Yeah. How did that work out? I've never used it, but.
Much smoother.
Okay.
Because OfferUp allows you to. Not their main thing is that if you see the post, you make an offer on it.
Okay.
They list it for like, let's say they list something for $50.
Got
it. But you could just hit the make offer that sends them the message that you want it for $30.
Got it. But they get some obnoxious offers on there.
Oh, I'm sure. But there's also a chat button there where you could just, like I did, just message them. I sent those same questions. And shout out to Sue in Arnold, Missouri, because she hit me with the proper normal answers.
Not a girl, Sue.
And we made the transaction happen. She wanted to get rid of the couch, and I took it.
I was thinking Letgo, you might be dealing with, you know, younger, maybe more technologically savvy people.
That's true. That is true.
Craigslist has probably filtered its way into becoming like the old people fucking.
See, that's what I was thinking is, am I just using the complete... But
it might be.
But all the good stuff is on Craigslist, though.
We got our washer and dryer off Craigslist. I think that's the only thing we got off there. But that, I don't think we had any problems with it, really. Guy came, delivered it. The washer's kind of shitty, I'll say that. But
but the actual transaction was not.
It was easy. Yeah.
So that's the thing is, I feel like, at least for the couches I was looking at, the Craigslist stuff, there's just better, more stuff. But you're probably right. It probably is just old people that are sending. Because now I think about it. If my dad sold a couch on Craigslist, he'd for sure send one of those terrible...
A stupid email like that?
Oh, yeah.
My dad, too.
He'd for sure send like a 6-word answer.
Yeah.
You know?
Or my dad would be like way too detailed, actually. He'd be like a...
See, that's what I would be like. But...
His life story would be in there. Be like, all right, chill out, Timmy.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess... I'm not sure, man. But that's what I've been dealing with all weekend. So basically, my long story short out there, if you're out there, guys listening... Good luck if you're Craigslisted, man. Just good luck. That's all I got for you. I mean,
That sounds like a headache. Drove me
crazy. Yeah. Okay. Well, Griff, you got anything else you'd like to?
I mean, I could give you a very detailed explanation of the forging of the relationship between Dell and Neil in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Because I just wrote like 2 pages of a paper on that. So, if anybody has questions about how they become friends, I can let you know.
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Yeah,
huh?
I think I did that. Or was it Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Shows
how much I fucking know.
Is that you just wrote a paper about it?
Yeah.
Is that that's John Candy, right?
Yeah, John Candy. Man,
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Steve Martin is good flick.
Yeah, no, it's quality, but God, what year was that?
Oh.
80s, right?
Yeah. I want to say 80s for sure. Damn. But great scene in it when they're in St. Louis, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he gets... goes to Lambert and just gets screwed by the car rental people.
Oh, is that at Lambert?
Yeah,
that's at Lambert. Hilarious.
Yeah, so St. Louis always getting great cameos in these
anytime
like in these 80s comedies. Like
were hated in the 80s. I
vacation.
Feel like.
Well, yeah, I think
not hated, but
just looked at as a shit city.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like, oh God, I got stuck in St. Louis. Yeah, like, oh, how terrible.
Do you need to do like a ghetto scene? St. Louis, that's the place to do it. We'll put them in East St. Louis. Boom.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I got, man. I had to get off my chest a little bit, but let's move on, man. You got still just us two, but still bringing the theory of the week this
still
week,
got
right?
The theory. Still
all right,
got the theory.
Let's get into that.
All right, so where is it? Big question. Big question. Michael Jackson. Little Michael. Not Little Michael, though. This was grown up Michael. But, okay. Yeah, the king of pop. One of the biggest celebrities probably the last 100 years, you know.
Okay.
He's dead. It's just breaking news.
Wait, was that the question?
No, that's a statement. He's dead.
Okay.
Okay, right. That is a fact. Now, how did he die?
Well, we all know.
Do we? Ooh. Okay, so we'll go through what people think happened.
Okay, all right.
So they think his doctor, Dr. Conrad Murray, I believe.
Is that his name? Okay.
I believe that was his name.
Good research.
No, that's just top of my head.
Oh, wow.
Impressive. But, you know, basically that Michael was addicted to multiple forms of, you know, painkillers and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And then he was basically getting intravenous, getting shot up with these drugs multiple times a day.
Is that how it was? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I mean, he had his own personal doctor at his house just to keep him high, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And that eventually a bad combination of these drugs, you know, led an overdose and he died.
Right.
I'm here to tell you that's not what happened. Or maybe that is kind of what happened, but accidental is a big. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys know what else was going on in the world when Michael Jackson died.
What?
The country of Iran was having its presidential elections.
Okay.
Now. The guy who was running against Ahmadinejad was the favorite, right? He was supposed to win.
Okay.
He did not win. Ahmadinejad won with like 62% of the vote. People cried foul. They said, this is rigged. This is cheating. People went out to protest, yada, yada, the whole nine yards, right?
Okay.
And then Michael Jackson dies.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Does anybody smell a cover-up? I smell a cover-up. So the Iranian government got a hold of Conrad Murray or something real quick. Real quick. They got him on speed dial. They're boys, I guess. And they called him up and said, hey, we need Michael to die because we just rigged this election. We need something else to take over the news.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Clearly, this is what happened.
No.
So they kill Michael, right? We've already been through that. He's dead.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that front page of the news everywhere is not that the Iranian election. It is that Michael Jackson's dead.
They literally did just a bigger news story.
It's that old sleight of the hand thing, you know? They look over here, don't look over here.
How crazy would that be, though? Like, you know, they all get together, they're at some super high class board meeting or something. And, okay, what strategy do we have here? Well,
we could kill Michael.
The king of pop.
We could kill Michael.
The king of pop is he's in some bad shape right now.
Have you seen those Americans? They are obsessed with their fucking celebrities. They will stop caring about anything else.
Yeah.
They're just going to look right at this.
Oh my God.
So also, via Twitter and the social medias, people were organizing protests and stuff. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
Michael Jackson basically clogged up Twitter, clogged up everything. So
I do remember that, though. Yeah,
so this stuff wasn't trending anymore. It made it harder for people to organize and get their message out on Twitter against the anti-government sentiment. That's what we're going with today, is that Michael Jackson was killed by the Iranian government.
Wow, that is hilarious. Yeah. I do remember... Basically, I don't want to say the whole internet, but I want to say Twitter basically shut down. I mean, it was basically just...
Yeah, Michael.
Nothing else. Yeah. I mean, so I don't want to ask it yet because we'll do the percentages, but what are the odds that it's just really good time, good luck on their part? I mean, or do you even think do you think that the news thing actually, I guess it probably did for clog up more than the Iranian government or the election?
Yeah, it definitely. It took the front, you know, that would have been the front page story. Yeah. And it took the heat. Now, I guess we'll just go to percentages.
Okay, I was going to say, because what are the odds that it's just really good time that they just got lucky?
No fucking way.
No way at all?
No fucking way.
Dude, I don't know.
Maybe Michael Jackson was just a fucking strung out junkie. And eventually that gets you.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I'm going with. But, you know, I just...
Give me a percentage.
Keep it in mind, people. Keep it in mind. I'll give it 2% that the Iranian government assassinated Michael Jackson, the king of pop.
Do you think they... How do you think they do it? Do you think they...
Just to be clear, 100% that he's dead, though.
Yes. Yeah, because okay. Yeah, I think there are theories that he might be...
Oh, some people think he's still...
Walking around, yeah. Well, I don't know, man. You never know. You know, we were just
talking... You don't. You don't ever know. You're right about that.
But. How do you think they just pay off the doctor?
Maybe. Just, clearly, this guy was... And I want to make sure that, like, that was his name. I'm not just...
Yeah, calling somebody out.
Calling some dude Conrad Murray that's fucking...
Some dude out there in New Jersey's like, nothing, what the fuck, man?
I did not kill Michael Jackson.
I don't live by Michael Jackson, man.
I did not shoot him up that day. But Conrad... Yeah, it was Conrad Murray. Yep. So Conrad Murray was clearly a very sketchy guy, though. Like, he's essentially... Very. There as a just a drug pusher for Michael Jackson, probably getting paid off the ass to do it.
Was that the guy that got arrested?
Yeah,
okay,
he got charged with it. Okay. I'm not sure if he was found guilty or not.
So, what do you think? Let's go down that road for a second, though, and say if the Iranian government, I'm guessing, let's say if they paid him off, what do you think the dollar amount would be for him to just slip a little bit extra?
Well, let me ask you a question, Nick.
Yeah,
how much money would you want to kill Michael Jackson?
Well, I'd like to know what his salary for Michael Jackson was. It was probably pretty.
I'd want at least like $10, right?
Oh yeah, you got to at least get a dollar.
I don't know, millions and millions. I mean, he had to be pretty loaded as it was. So,
but you know that there's a good chance that if he overdoses, that you're probably going to get charged with that, like he did, I think, or at least get tried.
He definitely got charged.
Charged.
Now, was he convicted? I'm not sure.
Because even if you don't get convicted, that's still a big hit on the your career.
Yeah, actually, reputation. So he was subsequently charged with involuntary manslaughter, convicted and sentenced to 4 years in jail, which he served two. I guess he's already out.
So there you go. Okay, so if you know you're going in 2 years, I'm gonna have to ask for $50 million. That's my dollar point.
Yeah, jail sucks.
Yeah, 2 years and like you said, like I said, you might not be able to work again. Just
no,
because
I'm
you're the guy
sure
that killed.
He has lost his medical license.
Oh, yeah, probably all together.
I'm sure he's not allowed to practice medicine anymore. Right. So
yes, I'm going to need to, in order to do that, I'd need $50 million wire transfer for sure. What would your dollar amount be?
$50 million sounds like a good number. Yeah. 2 years in jail really sucks, but $50 million.
If you just had it sitting waiting for you.
I'm not saying I would murder somebody for money.
Well,
let's put that out there.
I think that's understood.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it is.
We're also talking about how much the Iranian, how much, because let's be honest, would you take money from the Iranian government?
No.
You would not.
No, I would not.
But okay, so let me give my percentages real quick. I go, usually, you know, on these ridiculous things, I go high because I really love entertaining.
Yeah. You went, what percentage did you give Finland not existing? I think you gave that like 50% that Finland might not exist.
Oh, yeah. I think it was over 50.
Maybe. Maybe like the flip of a coin, whether Finland exists or not.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I had a couple people text me about that, actually. They're just like, dude, what the fuck?
Finland, there's about like, that theory.
They're like Finland.
Still,
Shane from the Rock Paper Podcast that we were on texted me and said, "Hey, I'm listening to the Finland one." And I said, "What'd you think?" And he said, "It's silly." I was like, yes, it is. Man.
Yeah.
But usually I entertain it because I like it's funny for me. But this one, I'm actually going super low, Griff. I'm sure you'll be surprised, but because I honestly just think that. Like you said, it was just kind of junky and it's just really just the timing, you know, like they just got kind of
and did you see this guy for years before he died? Like his nose was falling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've already heard of before that there was a lot of things like saying he was in bad shape in and out of the, I mean, I feel like once a month or something, not even once a month, more than that, that he'd be in and out of some kind of care of urgent care or something. And there was like, you know, he's canceling like shows and stuff because he couldn't move or couldn't get up. So, I just think that. And then on top of that, that it's just the timing that it happened that it kind of blew off some of the steam from the government, the election thing.
Yeah.
But
were they probably happy? Yeah. They were probably jamming out to Michael Jackson songs all day in the Iranian palace.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And somebody out there was like, oh, I see what's happening. Oh, I get this.
Yeah, they're probably playing Beat It and just like pointing at their political rivals. Beat It.
That's definitely what you would do.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm saying somebody out there was just like, oh, yep, the government definitely just killed him.
Oh, yeah.
For that.
There's always going to be somebody that's going to point to the government and blame them for everything, right?
Yeah. So. But I'm giving it
4%. 4%.
4% chance that the Iranian government
killed Michael,
the King of Jackson. Pop.
Yeah. I mean, think guys like that, what we were just saying, they're like, I'm sure probably died just accidental overdose. Guys like that don't live to be like 90 years old.
No. It's just not when you have a personal doctor. That's just like you said, just writing scripts.
Yeah.
You're not going to live that long.
I'm not totally. Do you know what he was on?
No.
I should have found this in my research. But
did they say it was the same stuff that Prince? Well,
I want to say it was like benzos and shit.
So it wasn't, was it just pain pills? Or, I mean,
I think it was a whole bunch of shit.
I was going to say, because it was, he probably did have some bad body parts, I guess. But do you think it was just, or do you think it was just legit addiction?
It was propofol, propofol.
I don't know what that is.
Me either. Marketed as Diprivan, among others, is a short acting medication that results in decreased consciousness.
Wait, did you say acne?
No.
Oh.
It's a short acting.
Oh, acting. Okay.
It results in decreased levels of consciousness and lack of memory for events. This doesn't sound like very much fun.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Interesting. Okay, well, listen, if you're out there, let us know what you think. The King of Pop, accidental death? Overdose? Or was it an Iranian government? Mission to ease some of the tension of the media backlash or whatnot from the election. Let us know what you think, man. Hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or send us an email, anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. Well, thanks, Griff, for the theory.
No problem.
And you know what? This last section here, we'll cover a couple news stories, but just being me and Griff, it will probably go pretty quickly. So
yeah,
we'll try and knock it out and then we'll get out of here so we can go catch Game of Thrones, you know? But I'll start us off.
It's important, guys.
No, it is. It is. It's a real thing, you know? And I just feel like if you're now in today's age, if you are any kind of media consumer, you got to be on these big things that basically run. I mean, like Game of Thrones run when it's on, and you said, like you said, Game of Thrones season. It basically runs. I don't know what the percentage is of, but all of me. I mean, all platforms of media. So it's like if you're any kind of media consumer, I think it is an important thing to catch these things.
It's the most important thing in my life right now,
dude.
Judge me if you want to.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's actually what I'm saying is I think it's completely normal now. I mean, I'm right there with you. So let's get into some weekly weirdness, Griff. You know, we've talked about it a few times on this podcast, and I get very jealous of people, of really lucky people. So it kind of depresses me to what I'm going to start off here is with a two lucky people, man. This first dude in Quebec in Canada. As much as I hate to say it, shout out to you. His name is Jules Parent. Yeah, the guy's name is Jules. Jules.
Like Jules Verne, bro.
So that's a normal name? I'd never heard that before.
Is it normal?
Nah. Okay.
It's heard of, though.
Jules, the only Jules I heard is like maybe like it. I've heard Jules as like Julia, short for Julia. You know, like people like.
Yeah.
Okay, so this dude in Quebec, though, goes, wins the lottery for $1.2 million.
That'd be cool.
Wait, he showed up the lottery to pick up a check. Okay, never mind. He won a lottery ticket. Oh, bought it for $3.20. Won $1.2 million. They said the odds were 1 in 23 million to win that. And this is his second time winning, Griff. Back in 2008, he won $1 million.
Yeah, how much did he win the second time?
1.2.
Jesus. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Has anything fucked up happened to him yet?
No, I mean, this was actually pretty recently. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 27th. So days ago.
So you think the curse of the lottery is coming for him, though?
Oh, for sure.
Like he's owed some fucking comeuppance.
Well, I don't know. This isn't major. This is not major money. You know, like people will definitely still come, but
it's a couple million dollars. So
is that 1.2?
But you gotta figure after tax. No, I'm sure that's probably pre-tax. So really. He probably winds up with what, like 650,000?
I was gonna say like three quarters.
Yeah.
He says that gambling. I thought this was funny. He says in the article, gambling is one of his favorite pastimes, along with walking, hunting, and fishing. He really likes.
I like
walking.
To walk and gamble.
Griff, what do you like to do on your weekends?
Right? I like to go for walks.
I like to walk.
And, you know, bet my house on horse races.
So. Gosh, shout out to you, Jules, whatever. But the second thing here, God, this really just hurts, man. This hurts me to say this, Griff. A teenager, 19-year-old.
They won the lottery?
Let's see if I can get her name. California, Rosa Dominguez. God, she was driving home from Arizona.
Yeah.
Stopped at a gas station on the road.
Bought a lottery ticket?
Bought a $5, not even a ticket, a scratch-off. You know, I like scratch-offs, but man, you never win big on scratch-offs.
I've never won anything other than another scratch-off.
Yeah, that's all. You get a ticket.
Yeah.
Or if they're $5 or $10 ones, you like, usually, if you win, you'll win $5.
Yeah.
So basically.
Sweet, right. I got another ticket.
So she hits this $5 ticket, hits the jackpot, highest amount you can win for that card, wins $555,555. Yeah.
A lot of fives.
All fives. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, right there. Boom. That's amazing.
Then, this isn't over?
No. It says, testing her luck, Dominguez decided winning the lotto once just wasn't enough. So she bought.
Fuck you, Dominguez.
Why? After she just won the jackpot and
it wasn't enough.
She bought another one. What the fuck?
She's smart though.
Brilliant. Yeah, you know what this is. This is the equivalent, not the equivalent, but it's one of those things like in basketball. They always say this, where you have those crazy players where they shoot the shots, where the coaches always say, "No, it's a terrible shot."
Yeah.
Unless it goes in.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay. So she buys this
Steph Curry shots.
So yeah, anybody but Steph Curry, you're like, yeah. No, God. Okay, yeah. All right, cool.
J.R. Smith bullshit.
Yeah. He's the king of that.
Yeah.
So she buys another one, Griff, $5 ticket. Wins it $100,000 on the second one. Ends up winning basically $650,000 in one day.
I don't like her.
19 years old, Griff.
Man.
What would you do?
At 19?
If you, cause you going into college, your freshman year of college.
Two girls. Well, I always wanted to do that.
What would I do? What are you doing if you win $650,000?
I would probably buy a house, straight up buy a house, and then try to invest whatever I've left over. But that's not a very exciting answer. So how about this? I would go to a strip club.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I would
not.
Get mountains of just drugs. No, I don't know. I would probably go on a sick ass vacation.
Yeah, right you would away. For sure do that.
I'd buy a house. I'd do that shit. But then yeah, I'd invest some of it, mm-hmm. and then I'd take whatever, like a good amount of money, $50,000 or something, mm-hmm. and travel the fucking world.
But yeah, but I'm saying okay. So, like at 19, you were going to college, right? So
yeah, probably wouldn't be.
You just wouldn't go to school.
Not right then.
Yeah, me neither. That's actually true. Rosa says that she wants to go shopping and buy herself a car. Which I would definitely buy a car, but
yeah, car's man, gonna be on the list.
If I had $500,000, I could
a house.
Just the though. Thought of being able to pay my student loans.
I'm just gonna have a house for the rest of my life that I don't have to pay for.
It'd be unbelievable. Yeah. Can you imagine buying something like that? Maybe like a new car or a house, and you just had enough to just paid for
no payments.
No payments.
That'd be dope.
They say, how do you want to set this up? And you're actually, we don't need to do that.
$100 bills, motherfucker. That's how I want to set it up.
Yeah, I don't need that. That monthly payment. No man. Thanks. That'd be amazing.
When I was at the casino last week, it's just, you know, you have those fantasies. You pull the slot and one of our slot machines started doing some crazy stuff at one point. And yeah, I was like, Yeah, like, oh, fuck yeah.
Did you see anybody? Oh, yeah, like the lights start going and stuff?
Yeah, like the big, but then we didn't win it. So I probably wouldn't be here if I
forgot about that. How was that, man?
That was fun.
You hit the casino all day?
Yeah, that's actually something I could talk about too. Well, we went to, it was out at the Ameristar. There was a rehydrate pool party.
That's right. I don't know
if any of our listeners know what those are, but they're basically like EDM pool parties, which I didn't really realize. It was like, I'm not an EDM guy.
Is it why?
But
that's like the only thing they play.
Yeah, it's EDM stuff all day. But there are some interesting people, man. Just the people watching out there is amazing.
Oh god, I love amazing. People watching. Okay. There's
people rolling their balls off clearly too.
Clearly, like,
you're on drugs. You're on drugs. You're on drugs.
Like guys, this is is super noticeable.
Just raving out, dude, going nuts. And
so there was like dance floors and stuff?
Yeah, well, there was like a big DJ thing, and then right in front of that, there'd be people dancing.
Wow. How many people do you think were at this thing?
A couple hundred, I guess.
Okay.
So yeah, we did that during the day, and then we went, ate, and then went to the casino all night, and I walked out with like $150.
No, it really went up. So nice.
That almost never happens.
Yeah.
Sam won a bunch of money.
Really? Yeah. On what? What was he playing?
Roulette. I was playing video roulette.
Basically. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
That was all I played, actually. That and some slots.
So, would you suggest to anyone out there? I mean, what would you if somebody said, "Hey, man, would you suggest going to a rehydrate party?"
Sure. Yeah, I'd fun. Like, it's weird. Like, I wouldn't. I think they have them every month out there. Like, I would not want to go.
Was it once a month?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go once. Yeah, maybe once a year. And go watch some people. It's pretty funny, man. Just some of those guys are fucking characters.
Yeah, dude. I bet. Yeah. I mean, if you show up and it's like, oh, this is a legit EDM party, then okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So the DJ, I think, is, like a DJ people who would know. Yeah. You know, like
I got you.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. So I guess shout out to Jules and Rosa. You guys are lucky, and I don't like you because of that.
God, yeah, no, we hate you, but good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
It's pure jealousy.
So. Oh, yeah, that's all it is. I mean, I'll be upfront about it, but damn. All right, Griff, what do you got? Anything over there, man?
Yeah, really weird story. So, here, I'm just going to read the headline. This is from Vice.
Okay.
Ecosexuals believe having sex with the earth could save it. Just let that digest that real quick. I'll read it to you again. Ecosexuals believe having sex with the earth could save it.
Is this so? Am I the only one that's his first time hearing that term of ecosexual?
I imagine most people's first time.
Yeah. Okay.
So, ecosexuality is a term with wide ranging definitions, which vary depending on who you ask. So, this is Amanda Morgan, a faculty member at UNLV, says, let's see, can we measure like the Kinsey scale? So, it encompasses people who try to use sustainable sex products. People who enjoy skinny dipping and naked hiking. On the other far end of the spectrum, though, are people who roll around in the dirt having an orgasm covered in potting soil.
What?
There are people, this is a quote from this doctor, Amanda Morgan. She said, there are people who fuck trees or masturbate under a waterfall.
What?
Yes. And this should be shocking to nobody. The movement's growing prominence owes much to the efforts of Bay Area performance artists. Shouldn't be shocking, Nate, whether this has come from San Francisco.
Okay, yeah, that's not super, but like, hold on. Like, how do you fuck a tree?
They have like holes in them, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It depends if you're a guy or a girl, what you're into. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Tree could fuck you, I guess.
Okay, that's true, but if there's no holes, do you just rub up against it until what the fuck?
And this reminds me of a buddy who used to tell this story in Springfield that he heard some guy went into like discount liquor or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like covered in mud and stuff. And he walked out and like the people are dying laughing. They're like, yeah, we call that dude, they call him Puddles or Earthquake or Tremors. Or
Puddles. I remember Puddles.
Because he apparently fucked Puddles. So
I remember that story.
Yeah, yeah.
He just laid in there and just like...
Yeah. Just banged puddles. So I guess I've heard of something like this before.
Well...
But, and I've also seen... If you ever watched like Taboo?
Yes.
Or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy on there on Taboo who was in a romantic sexual relationship with his car.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I remember.
We probably talked about this on the air. But so I guess people can just, you know.
I mean, I guess. But like that article makes it sound like those things are normal. And it's like, is naked hiking a thing? Because I don't know where you do that at.
I don't know either.
And I'll be goddamn if I'm hiking and I see some dude jacking off under a waterfall. Fucked up.
It's like, dude,
I'm gonna probably like fight you or something.
That was my waterfall.
I mean, like, yeah, just no. Don't be masturbating there.
Step off my bitch. That's my waterfall.
Like your taint is gross, man.
Yeah, it's rough. There's a clever line here. Said something about how these people are polyamorous.
Polyamorous.
Yeah, have you ever heard the term polyamorous?
Yes, I know. So, yeah,
yeah, like someone a relationship that's like four people,
multiple
relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, polyamorous instead. So I guess fucking flowers.
Jesus, people are so crazy. People are so crazy, man.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
What happens though? Like, I just picture
man
like, driving by a park and just being like, is that Griff? He looks like he's fucking that tree.
He is fucking that tree right now. Sir, please step away from the tree.
Griff, man, get away from the tree, dude. What?
You can't put a label on my love.
That's probably what they tell you, man. But so they think that it's saving, like giving love is going to save the earth?
There's some really crazy people out there who have like crazy ideas like that. I'm not exactly sure how they think that's going to work.
Love and nature versus nurture, I guess. Oh, maybe they took that literally.
Ecosexual activists interviewed for this story all insist they have a serious goal at heart. As Morgan said, thinking about the earth as a lover is the first step toward taking the environmental crisis seriously. I don't think you have to fuck the earth not want it to fucking go to hell.
Yeah, I think that might be taking it a little bit far.
Yeah. I'd like to think that I care about the environment.
I think so, too.
I don't care about the environment that much.
Nope, and you're definitely not going to ever catch me doing any of those things. Yeah.
Like, I care about the environment, you know, like, but like as a friend.
Yeah, okay. Like you're not just like, you're not like, just don't litter.
Like, yeah, it's like, you're my friend.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of friend. Earth.
Yeah, it's like you're just normal friends. You're not like friends with benefits.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just friends.
I'm sorry, Earth. It's not going to happen.
Sorry, nature. Earth is just, yeah.
You're beautiful and all. I just don't want to fuck you.
Okay, let's leave it at that and move on. I got something else, man, that I thought was hilarious. Griff, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have you ever been shit on by a bird?
Yes.
Really?
I have. Yeah, it's a real bummer.
It's like on your head or what?
Yeah, I've been hit a couple times in my life.
Where?
My head. Yeah, head for one and shoulder. Yeah, it sucks, man.
Where were you when you got hit? Do you remember?
One time I was definitely in grade school. At recess. It was fucking going fucking back to school. And I got this bird shit all over me. I think nature was trying to fuck me there.
There you go. In Disneyland, a flock of geese, a whole flock came through, and you know what? They just decided.
Time to unload.
You know what? Hey, not just one of them, though. They were like group effort.
Group poo?
Ended up hitting 17 people at once.
Ooh, 17. I'm the way.
Can you imagine? Sitting like at a store or something, and you know, if you've been to Disney World or Disneyland, I'm imagining that they're both set up the same way, where you like sit up one of those stores, and it's, you know, all open, you can see all the walkways and the people walking by and everything when you're in the park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine seeing a group of 20 people just at once?
So funny. As long as you're not one of those 20 people.
No, you're sitting watching.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm dying laughing.
Yeah.
So it hit. 11 adults and 6 kids. No one was hurt, but they had to call. They called the police and had fire trucks and cops come because they got.
What are you gonna do? What are the cops gonna do?
I don't know.
I love how they have to say no one was hurt. How are you gonna get hurt? Like they're They're geese. These aren't fucking. I don't know. Some fucking. This isn't Khaleesi's dragons shitting out whole goats here.
Yeah.
They did a little pellets, a little bit of poop. They're gross.
No, I mean, they're wet. Like, they're... I don't know. Geese are probably bigger than regular birds, though.
I grew up right by Suisun Park.
Okay.
So, fucking certain times of the year, just everything would be covered.
But they're
covered
like, they look shit. Like dog poop, though, right?
Kind of. Yeah, it depends. Some are like little pellets.
Dude, if you got hit with that, okay.
Like little pellets, yeah.
So is there a chance that it wouldn't, if it hit your shirt, it wouldn't even stick?
No, I think when it's fresh out the butt, it's still still pretty liquid.
Dude, that's why at first when I was reading this, I was like, okay, I'm going to save this because it's funny. But then I started thinking, why is this even a story? And it's because they called the cops and got.
Dude, if I was a cop or a firefighter, I'd be so pissed off.
You might actually, like, you'd be pissed, but that'd be funny though, to go your day.
I guess, but like, come on. What do these people expect us to do?
I just picture going back to the station afterwards and be like, hey, Griff, how's your day? My man's like, oh, it wasn't just too bad. I just got back done with 20 people got hit with goose shit at Disneyland. Wait, like, that's a story to tell.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know, just group of people just got... Why did they
were all okay, right? Like,
oh, yeah, man. It's just goose shit. It's
people
fine.
Can get hurt.
Yeah, it's just fine. Hurt. Why did they all poop at once? Is that a normal thing? Because that's weird to me. Do you think the guy in the front had to wait for the guy in the back? Because that's...
Or does the guy in the front start it, and then everybody's like, oh, Ralph's pooping, we can go. We can go.
It's like, okay, we got to follow him.
A goose named Ralph.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it says,
to end this story, it says, one of the opening lines in this article says, 17 people had a crappy day at the happiest place on earth. Because that's their slogan. So that's pretty funny.
Nice. Nice.
Okay, Griff, you got anything else over there, man?
I really do not.
I got one thing left, and it's more of a question.
All right.
And I want to see what your answer would be.
Hit me with a tube sock.
Well, this, of course, being as weird, and we haven't had one in a while, so I'm taking it to Florida.
We are going to Florida!
All hail King Lochte.
Something happened in Florida, and you might have seen it out there if you watched, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel or maybe Jimmy Fallon, one of the talk shows. These people were on there because it's just so weird, but... a family in Florida was awakened at 4 o'clock in the morning with a loud thud that hit the roof, come outside to find out that it was 15 pounds of ham and sausage.
Happy day. Riddle me this. How the fuck did this happen?
So that's the whole point of this article. And that's why they were on.
No one knows?
Nobody knows. So.
What? This is the weirdest story I've heard in a minute.
The homeowner called the company listed on the bag, on the ham, the company on the bag of ham. And they did not have any answers to why it was in one there to that area at all. To make matters more strange, a delivery address on the ham bag led to a man who lives 170 miles from the house that it hit.
Why did that guy need so much ham?
First of all, 15 pounds is a solid
that's
amount
a
of ham.
Lot that's of a lot of fucking ham, bro.
So that's a big bag.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been eating ham for weeks.
Yeah. Seriously. Okay, so here... 170 miles, that's a very long way.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a small child of ham.
To be off.
Your roof.
So this was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he says, Jimmy Kimmel basically asked him, like, what do you think, man? And he says,
plane?
We've tossed a lot of things around. You know, you've got your planes and your sausage throwing machines. I think the only logical answer is a North Korean sausage missile, is what the guy said, the homeowner. Obviously, he was joking around, but I wanted to ask you on a serious note, where could this bag of ham come from, Griff?
A plane somehow, but I don't understand how.
Fell off a cargo plane?
Why would they take that plane on a plane, though? Why would they be unloading ham at 30,000 feet?
And if it did come from a plane, it would for sure crash through your roof.
You would think.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
I don't know what the air resistance is like on 15 pounds of ham, so...
Well, I'd say if you drop it from 100 feet up, it's going to go through your roof.
It's much less like 30,000 feet.
Yeah, let's say. I mean, even if it was maybe one of those smaller planes that takes stuff.
A Cessna or something?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know. This is really fucking weird.
Do you think... Okay, so here's an option. Let me throw a couple options. asshole kids at 4 a.m. just throwing a bag of ham around?
Yeah, like I said, that they've thrown a lot of things around. Maybe someone was throwing some ham around.
But well, then again, it goes...
Some asshole kids at 4 a.m. just throwing a 15-pound bag of ham around. What fucking world do we live in where that's something that happens?
So, the thing, though, is that it had the address to somewhere else. So it was going to so that means
someone in the state of Florida.
Well, someone had to have stolen it from a truck or something, maybe. Yeah. And like, so
you think this was like a,
we don't know if it was like a stolen ham.
Yeah.
Then that would make, then,
someone was smuggling some hams.
Yeah.
And then maybe, I don't know. They thought the fuzz were onto them. So they had to ditch it at 30,000 feet. Then they got some inside intel saying, hey man, the ham authorities are waiting for you at the airport. They're going to be checking for that fucking ham. Different address on it. You need to get rid of that ham right now.
Well, they should not have done that because everyone said, I don't know. Nobody knows why the ham. Even the company said. Well,
it sounds like these hamburglars.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Might have gotten away with it.
They would have.
This might have been the perfect crime.
Yeah. You know, you hear about all those legendary bank robbers and stuff that this could have been
the real life hamburger. God damn.
I don't know, man.
He strikes
it. Either somebody stole a ham and was for some reason threw it on a roof, maybe to hide it, or it could be aliens. You know, that's an option.
Santa Claus?
Santa dropped stuff from the air.
Yeah. He got drunk and forgot it wasn't Christmas.
He's like, dog, god damn it.
I gotta get rid of this ham.
Yeah.
It's gotta go.
It's only July.
Fuck.
Still got a while.
Yeah, that's my best theory, I think.
Santa?
Yeah. Or the idea of a North Korean ham missile is, you know, it has its elements to it.
Yeah. Like. Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know, man. If you're out there, let us know what you think. What are your ideas? How did that ham get on that guy's
roof? Has 15 pounds of ham ever woken you up in the middle of the night? If so, call us.
How did that 15 pounds of ham get there?
That's all. It's like a fucking episode of the Twilight Zone, man. I can't explain it.
Okay. That's all I got, Griff. You good?
I'm good. All right.
Well, before we bounce out of here, man, let's get a couple shout outs out the way. Go ahead and start us off.
All right. Shout out to Todd Rick and the Offended podcast.
Okay. Shout out.
I think they're doing real good.
Yeah.
And got a few episodes out now. So, you know, listen to us first, but then go ahead and listen to them.
Yeah. Shout out. I'm going to shout out, like I said before, the Schaefer family. Keith is not here for a reason. And so we're thinking about you guys. And I also want to shout out, it's a shout out, but it's more of like a something like Griff. Like, you guys should check it out. And me and Griff were just talking about it. It's on HBO. I just watched it. The first episode came out, I think Griff said on Friday. It's called Room 104, I think it was. And it's kind of, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Griff kind of read me the super short summary, but there's no way that it could be a series. It's almost like a
non-serialized thing.
Right? Yeah, so every episode's different. And we're not sure if it's going to be every episode's in that hotel room. Did that say that?
I think so.
But that's the guess.
That's the gist that I was getting from.
That's the guess. Well, the first episode's out now on HBO, and it was really cool. It's only like 20 minutes, maybe like 25 minutes, I think. It was really short, but really cool. It's kind of like Black Mirror, basically. Like, it leaves you thinking.
Which, if you have not seen Black Mirror,
well, then you're super late.
Get on your goddamn game.
Yeah, but it'll leave you thinking like Black Mirror did, just not as long. At least this first episode wasn't. So check that out. I really enjoyed it.
Thought-provoking.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I got to, you know, we had our, I was talking about the party and everything, but I got a shout out to my girlfriend, Kayla. It was her birthday this past week. So shout out to you, Kayla.
Shouts.
That's it, man. That's all I got. Well, we're going to try, next week is 50. Episode 50. Not only that, but it is our 1 year. So we're going to try and do something cool. Maybe, I think we're going to try and, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do yet, but I think we're going to try and get some of our regular guests all together and try and do something cool, do something fun next week. So definitely stick around for that, and stay tuned, man. Check us out wherever you get your podcast. We're there, especially though. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Do us a favor and hit us with that rate and review. Let us know how we're doing and what we can do better. And you have any thoughts, any comments, any, you know, anything at all, let us know. Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, or no, not SoundCloud, Instagram, or anything but credible at gmail.com. That's the email address. You can send that whatever you want. Just say, send it there. Also, don't forget about Doogie Media. That's DuggyMedia.com. You can find all the podcast stuff there and some other cool stuff there. And yeah, all right, Griff, that's it, man. We're creeping up to episode 50.
God damn.
It's weird, right?
It is. 1 year. Happen fast.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that, and we're going to hop out of here so we can catch this Game of Thrones. But, guys, I hope everybody out there has a good week. We definitely will. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Doses.